I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Josh Murray and Tiffany Heinen of Party Down South. Mr. Murray and Ms. Heinen have starred in this hit reality series for the past two seasons, experiencing the time of their lives with six other colorful house guests. Over the next segment, Josh and Tiffany will reveal what's really happening within the walls of King's Crest and the new season of Party Down South, which airs Thursdays at 10 p.m. on CMT. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to party hardy, feel free to put a lampshade on your head as we maintain true north out of the past to make sure we're going south to the present. Murray and Tiffany, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine. Murray, tell us about Party Down South and what's in store for this new season.
Well, man, on the new season, we went extremely hard. We partied harder. There's more hookups. There's a love square.
Oh, boy.
A lot of drama. There's a lot of in-house fighting.
They're like brothers and sisters now, so you know the fighting is more intense, more hurtful, because we know exactly what buttons to press. So
yeah.
It just gets really intense this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys had a lot of drama last season. It sounds like you have drama this season. So, Tiffany, what's the biggest difference for you between this season and last season?
The difference between this year and last year, I think, is that the fact that we all kind of like, we didn't have to get to know each other. We already knew each other. So, for me, it was just kind of like trying to get back in the groove of just
being able to put up with each other every day.
Exactly it. Just being there, having to deal with everybody again, having to deal with new drama in the house, the love square that I did not see coming.
Right.
Like, it was just the things this year were just so much more intense than it was from last year.
Yeah, we amped it up times 10 this year.
Now, Murray, especially last season, in terms of the other guys, who have you clicked with the most and why?
I thought I would hate him, man. I really did. I walked in, I saw him, I judged him, I feel bad for it. I mean, he changed my ways. I don't judge people no more. But he is so dumb. But he knows it.
Yeah.
He owns it. I mean, that's who he is. He doesn't try to hide away from it. He is just as dumb as they come, and he's my favorite person on the planet.
I tell everybody, he's like my toddler.
Yeah. Like literally dealing with daddy's like dealing with an infant, but
yeah.
Who can drink a lot.
Now, you guys obviously have a lot of variety of personalities on the show, but Tiffany, in terms of your personality, how would you describe yourself?
Loud.
I'm loud and I'm bossy, but I don't try to be bossy. I just think my suggestions are better than everybody else's.
She values her opinion.
Yeah, I'm very honest. I'm brutally honest at some points, and I kind of just boss everybody around, kind of keep things in order. I'm the mother hen of the house.
Now, going into this show, especially last season, what did you guys imagine this experience was going to be like, and has it matched your expectations?
I thought I'd hate everybody and we'd get canceled after 3 episodes.
I definitely didn't think that I would get along with the girls, because I don't get along with girls, because too much drama, too much mess, too much talking about each other. But I actually love my girls. Like, I love Lauren and Little Bit and Maddie. Like those are my sisters. I can call them crazy, but you not.
Oh, they are crazy, too.
Yeah, they are. But I'm not going to
let you are, too. All y'all are crazy.
I know.
Well, of course, on the show, you've described yourselves as a family. How tight are you guys? What kind of bond have you formed over time?
Oh, we're closer than I am with my actual family, man. Like, we talk all the time. We call each other, we text. Like, when I describe, you know, our relationship to my people that I know at home, I'm like, you know, I feel like I've known them as long as I've known my best friend. We really are a lot tighter than people think we are.
Like, we really are tight, though. Like, if we have a problem, like, we're going to call one another and try and figure it out. You know, like, I tell my friends this all the time, and I'm like, I'm not meaning it in a bad way. It's just there's some things that my friends can't relate to on the same level as Murray would with me now, you know?
Right.
Like, being on the show together, you know, living in a house together, there is no private moments. Like, you know the inside and out of each other, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I don't know.
That's not what I meant.
Now, speaking of family and your bonding, was there a moment last season where you guys really bonded, you really came together?
Yep. The night we sat around the fire pit and told our backstories.
Yeah.
That and the night that Maddie broke up with her boyfriend, we kind of, that's when the family part started. That's when we started coming together.
That's whenever we all started to realize that, you know, we actually care about one another. It's not just, let's hear, let's party. It's like, hey, this is a human being that we are humans and we're all having issues or problems. So let's be there for one another.
Now, of course, you guys, mainly on the show, you guys have a lot of fun. What has been the most fun and what have been the highlights for you so far on Party Down South?
There's a lot that we did on season two that I, like, love.
Yeah,
I can't wait until y'all can see that.
We wrote Four Wheelers on season two. That's the highlight of my entire career with this show. We got cut loose and we did some country stuff.
We really did. Like, I have to say this. Like, by far, I mean, all my highlights come from season two this year.
Wow.
Because it was, we had, like, I guess just being in Georgia, being in me and Murray's element, you know, like...
Freshwater.
Yeah, freshwater. being around dirt and mud and just, you know, like, things that we're used to doing, it was just like being at home, so it was easier for us to just party and have a good time and do country stuff and, you know, live it up.
Yeah. We were in our element.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. We're in our element, so all of my highlights are definitely from season two.
Yeah, season two is... It takes it up on season one.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, has your experience on Party Down South changed you in any way?
No.
More people follow me on social media.
Yeah, that's about all that's changed with me, too.
I can't go in my son's school because all the kids go nuts.
Well, speaking of social media, where can people find out more about yourselves and Party Down South online?
On Facebook, man.
Facebook,
our
Twitter.
Name. Yes, Instagram.
We're
all over,
all
and we talk to everybody, man.
It takes a while to get back to everybody through private messages, but we try.
Great. Murray and Tiffany of the hit series Party Down South. Murray and Tiffany, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Oh, thanks for having us, baby.
Thank
I'd love to come back on.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.